There is bias in hiring. We know that. It's in all kinds of sectors, from business to technology to law. But now a new study finds that social class matters when law school students seek internships at top-tier law firms, very top. That, in fact, a higher economic background actually hurts women, while it helps men get more interviews. They're also four times more likely to get interviews than all other applicants, be they women or men. Kurt Nikisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Robin.
So how is the study done? It's not as if people are putting their parents' income on their resume, so...
Yeah, so researchers basically sent a few hundred fake applications to very elite law firms, like what's known as the 1% of law firms. These pay a lot just for internships in the summer.
Mm-hmm. How much, and, by the way?
Like six figures.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so
these mock candidates, they all had the same GPA. They had the same qualifications, such as being on the law review at their schools. But they differed when it came to class cues. Names were different. So high-class applicants were given names like Cabot instead of Clark. And extracurricular activities were things like playing polo and sailing and not track and field or mentoring first-generation college students, things like that, which were assigned to lower economic class applicants.
They put in these social cues in these, and what happened?
Well, they found that that men from high classes were preferred 16 times as likely as a man from a lower class, for instance. But it was a penalty for women. So there was a big difference in classes. High economic classes were preferred at elite law firms, but it didn't necessarily help women.
Women. And why do you think that is? I mean, is it just plain bias?
Well, the researchers went out and interviewed hiring people at these law firms and asked them. And they said that women, even though they were seen as a better fit culturally for sort of the clientele that they work with and the culture of these elite law firms, that they were more of a flight risk, that they were afraid that they didn't have the commitment to sort of put in the long hours that were required, and that's why they prefer men over women.
Family.
Exactly. Or they come from – the other thing some people said is they come from wealthy families, and so they maybe didn't need to work so hard. Maybe they're married to somebody who is well off anyway.
Oh, man. Well, so you have that. You have the bias against women in general, but you have the bias against people from maybe a lower economic background who, you know, are just going to have this barrier. But I'm thinking, too, it's going to create law firms that are bubbles of the people who think the same, go to the same polo clubs. I mean— It's just, it can't be healthy. What can be done? And did you get a sense that there is a desire to do something to remedy this?
Yeah. So first, I mean, that's a really good point. So when it comes to who you're trying to hire, what kind of organization you're trying to be, there are a lot of questions you can ask about sort of your efforts for who you reach out to and who you want to bring in. But the other thing you can do is just ask yourself, what do we want to measure? If we're measuring work, maybe let's take off extracurricular activities. Maybe let's change the names on a resume to just initials so that we really focus on what we're actually trying to get.
I'm thinking, too, we're almost out of time, but these are law students. They could sue. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor of Harvard Business Review. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure.